This is the Morning Zoo with Pete and Superman on Pulse 93.3.
Well, good morning to you. It is 9:08. We have Shelly Lattes in
good
studio.
Good morning.
How you doing, Shelly?
I'm doing great. I'm having a blast.
I'm glad you are. We're having a good time. We're trying to get Superman healthy again.
Yes.
Yeah. Here we go.
We're talking serious talk here.
No, we are. We are.
It's because we love you, Superman.
Thank you. That's I love y'all too. Yeah. I need it.
Yeah, it's we love you.
I need it. A lot back of, in my
I
jeans.
Mean, fans have been, you know, I've been inundated with messages and stuff. People asking me what I do, whatever.
Yeah.
And I mean, sound like I feel you do really good.
A lot as far as like you're not doing anything I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because I just told you before we got on the air, I hate the gym. I don't like the gym. I don't want to go to the gym.
And that's okay.
There's nothing you can do to get me to go to the gym. All group of us are going to the gym.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the guy that's not going to the gym with
you. Yeah. You like to be outside and
do
activities.
I'm an outdoor
and that's good.
Kind of guy.
That's good.
Yeah,
man.
Also,
but
good.
You're saying you don't do a
I like
whole
both.
Lot of gym, but
I
you do some weightlifting and you do some a lot of running and jogging
yeah.
and stuff like that.
I like to go to the gym to weight train.
Yeah.
And I do the, you know, elliptical.
Yeah.
And, or the stairs.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
stairs
then,
are evil.
And then outside, I love to run.
Yeah.
I love to run. Mm. You know, I haven't gone to run in a long time, but it's very therapeutic for me.
Yeah.
And let's see, at home, if I want to, I have another elliptical and I have a total gym.
Yeah.
At home,
oh,
too.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. So there's no excuses for me, but,
no.
You know, it just, I don't know. I need
I'm like,
to.
No, there's
no
not.
Excuses for me,
yeah.
Superman. But anyhow.
But, you know, eating is 80% of your results.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
80%.
I know.
So
I know.
That's kind of crazy.
Double cheeseburger with bacon.
I had chicken and dressing last night for dinner.
What kind of dressing
you know
was
what?
It, Pete? What kind of dressing
how
was it?
Much?
Healthy dressing.
No, no,
okay.
no. How much dressing?
How much of the healthy dressing did you get?
2 servings.
Okay.
But they weren't huge servings.
Yeah.
They
really he's weren't. Got it. He's got it.
They weren't huge servings. I've done really good since we did our big weight loss challenge last year.
Yeah, you were on it.
I was. I'm actually it. Like, I am very conscious of my portions.
Yeah, that's you have to be.
And I've always been a guy. I was just raised that you don't waste food. I was just raised that way. Because we didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
There are other people that don't have anything.
Right.
And so you don't waste food. So
right.
I would always make sure I ate everything on my plate because I was raised with that. You don't waste food.
Yeah. I hear you there.
Now I'll leave some food on my plate.
Superman wants it.
It's true, guys. I promise
Superman,
you.
Superman, come on now.
I always tell Pete, y'all got leftovers. Y'all
man, he would have a field day, but you'd have to eat healthy than my leftovers. I've never been a big eater.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
But, like, my heaviest, I was 155.
Okay.
And I'm 5'1", and I'm shrinking as I get older, so I'm about 5. Let's say 5, okay?
Okay, all right.
Give me my 5 feet,
okay.
Damn it. I was 155 pounds, my heaviest. This was in 98.
Okay.
And then Daddy had a stroke in 99.
Uh-huh.
And come 2000 is when I was like, I no lie, guys, I was putting on my jeans. I was still with Wrangler at the time.
Uh-huh.
And I busted my zipper. And I said, that's it. I've always been an athlete, you know, and stuff. So that mentality kicked in. And
right.
I went from, it took me 2 years, though.
Okay.
But I studied fitness and nutrition.
Okay.
And then I was doing kickboxing. And I also joined martial arts.
Okay.
And the gym.
All right.
And then I started eating healthy. I started studying a lot. I got to know my body.
Yeah.
Because everybody's different.
Yeah.
What works for some people may not work for another person.
Right.
So
yeah,
you know how your body is, right? So I went from 155 in 2 years to 108.
Wow.
But
that's crazy.
I was just really thin.
Yeah.
You know, right now I feel really good.
You look fantastic.
I haven't checked my body fat percentage, but the lowest body fat percentage I've ever had is 19%.
Okay.
So I want to go. I keep saying I want to go. I would venture to say I'm somewhere around there again. You know, I'm back in the twos. But I mean, I'm a petite woman too, so I'm short. And,
right.
You know, but I've never eaten a lot. I used to eat bad. I was addicted to Big Red.
Oh, Big Red's good.
I would drink like 6 Big Reds a day. No lie.
Oh, yeah.
So
I could drink.
I mean, it's so good. Yeah. I mean, I taste it now and I'm like, holy crap, this is nothing but sugar.
Literally, like,
but,
we have a listener that says you're 5 foot of tiny and a beautiful ball of amazingness.
Aw, so, thanks, Mom.
Yes.
Real quick, before that, I said Mom, I want to say hello to Lady.
Uh-huh.
She's getting well.
Yes.
Doing great. Hitting her therapy hard. We love you.
Yes.
We're proud of you. We're praying for you. And to April, they're there hanging out listening to La Voz. I bought her a radio so she can listen to La Voz.
Awesome.
Nice.
I did.
We love you, Shelly.
I bought it for her the other
Hello,
day.
Lady.
So, we'll play some Little Joe for her, too, because she loves Little Joe.
Okay.
All right.
But we love you, and we're proud of you. And thanks to the fans for praying.
When I heard you say lady, because you texted me one
lady,
day.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Will and Grace. Listen, lady. Where she always,
yeah.
So every time I hear lady, I think of that.
They're like, why do you call her lady? Yeah. I'm like, because I don't feel right calling her Mary.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's one of those things, respect,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I don't call her Ms. Villarreal. I don't know. That sounds weird to me. So I just started calling her lady.
Yeah.
I mean, I have my Cletus.
Yes.
And a lot of fans think that my stepdaughter's name is Cletus, but it is not Cletus. I mean, come on.
Funny.
It's just that she would take so long to get ready, and we would be—I would be ready to go. So I'd be like, "Come on, Cletus!
Come on!"
So that's where that came from. Yeah, but
well, switch gears here real quick. We asked you earlier, and we kind of got a little sidetracked because we had a couple of guests come in studio. But what's going on with you? And I know we were talking about, you know, you're picking back up the pace on finishing up an album.
Yeah,
you had a little delay. Your father did pass away, and that kind of threw you off course a little bit.
Yeah,
which
a lot
is totally understandable. I would be in the same situation.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. Where are we with Shelly Lattice right now?
I think everything's really good. I mean, just when I think, there's days, don't get me wrong, like when I'm not on stage, there's days where I'm thinking, okay, you know, not so much am I running out of gas. Am I like, you know, I've always told myself that I was going to be part of this industry 100%, you know, 150%. And I've given 34 years of my life, more than half my life to this industry.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I've always said, if there comes a day where I just kind of don't want to do it anymore, then I'm going to quit.
Okay.
But then I get on stage and then I meet fans that are taking their kids and their grandkids to see me. They followed me this long. It just knocks me back into gear. It's like the fans just kind of fuel me. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of creativity as far as songwriting and arranging still left in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I still enjoy what I do. I really do. It's not always, you know, that's what I tell the new artists. It's not all glamorous life. You know, it's really not. It's you got to work, use it as, face it as it's a business, first and foremost. And, you know, you have to take the good with the bad. And there are a lot of curveballs that are thrown your way.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the females now, I mean, there's so many talented ones.
There are.
And we're grateful for that because, you know, a lot of us have, you know, pave the way for the new artists, just like, you know, Laura Canales, Selena, Patsy Torres, Jenny C. Ramirez, Elsa Garcia, you know, they paved the way for me.
Right.
So, you know, we're doing the same thing, but I think right now I still have a lot of hunger left in me. I have a lot of good music that I can produce and write and record. I don't know what CD number this would be, but, you know, still having my own label, still being able to, and that's, I'm so thankful for that, that I don't have to answer to a record label because it would drive me nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it would.
And
I'm
you had
sorry,
to do that
I'm
at one time,
freak.
Right? Didn't you? Huh? At one time in your life, you were answering to a record label,
I
right?
was answering to my record label. Yeah. I mean, Manny Guerra was my first label when I signed on at 17. And ironically, I don't know if you guys may or may not know, my very first record I recorded at age 11 was Break It To Me Gently.
Okay.
And I recorded that with Manny Guerra.
What was your first single?
That one, Break It To Me
Break
Gently.
Break It To Me Gently.
Yeah, with Hot Tamales Band.
Okay.
Back when I was 10 years old, 10 and a half. And he recorded me then, and I remember, like, standing there, 10-year-old little girl, looking over his shoulder because I wanted to know how everything worked. I wanted to know how he was mixing it. I wanted to know what this button did. And, you know, poor Manny, I'm sure he was getting irritated by a little kid, you know, asking him 100 questions. But then I guess he felt I was too young to sign. He didn't sign me until I was 17, which was 7 years later.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I was with Manny for 5 years.
Okay.
Then I went on to Sony Music for 5 years. And Sony, you know, huge major corporation. And then I was with The Hus Records, also an independent label, but it was still not my own. I was with them for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And but I've been very lucky because I made it a point to say that I always wanted to have my creative freedom as far as what I was writing, what I was producing. Manny, he was my producer, but I threw him out of the studio maybe like my third CD.
Okay.
I just said, can you give me a chance to produce it myself and you not be in here?
Yeah.
And he did. So, but now I don't have to answer to anybody but myself. And,
That's
you know,
cool.
When I'm ready, I'm ready. And, you know, I'm just thankful. Like I said, the fans are patient. They're awesome. And I can't do it.
Yeah, you had a great journey, man, for sure.
So you and Stephanie are working on a new project, the next Tejana Diva.
Yeah, the next Diva Tejana.
Diva Tejana, I got it backwards there again.
We did a show last year during Fiesta with Patsy Torres.
Okay.
And it was called the Divas Tejanas.
Okay.
Because, you know, we had done our project with Elida, which was Las Tres Divas, which was very successful.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, everybody had, you know, to this day, they're like, are you guys going to reunite? Are you guys going to reunite? And, you know, if something is meant to happen, it's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
I totally agree.
And so they put a show together, and it was very successful with Patsy and Steph and I. And so Henry and Judy are the ones that thought of this project. They wanted to give females an opportunity to record a song, to do a video, to do performances alongside a couple of veteran artists, was Steph and I.
Mm-hmm.
So we did. We had a big old contest, finding the next Diva Tejana. We had people from California, New Mexico, Washington, Texas. I mean, did I say New Mexico?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, all these places, they auditioned for, they would send in videos. But we picked Mercedes Sherrill from Tulare, California.
Okay.
We felt that she was a great fit for us because she was very versatile.
Yeah.
Although the female, it was hard because, man, when I get on the Facebooks of these girls that were finalists, I mean, dang, they can sing.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, we went with what we thought was the best fit for this year.
Okay.
And it's going to be an annual thing.
So y'all just released a single.
Las Bravas.
Las Bravas.
And that was written and produced by Gabriel Zavala.
Okay.
And, you know, we wanted to do something that was going to feature Mercedes a little bit more.
Okay.
So that's why she's pretty much the primary vocalist, and you know, she carries the lead in the chorus.
Okay.
So, but it's turned out to be a pretty good little tune.
Well, let's take a listen to it. This is Las Divas Tejanas, which is Stephanie Montiel, Shelly Lades, and Mercedes, and the song is called Las Bravas, again written by Mr. Zavala himself.
What's up, baby?
You're hearing it with Shelly Lades in studio on live on La Voz 93.3 FM. Good morning. La Voz 93.3 FM, Las Divas Tejanas, Las Bravas. And that is Shelly Lades, Stephanie Montiel, and Mercedes. Isn't that correct? Yeah. Oh, Larry, I got to turn your microphone on. Sorry. My bad.
Oh, yeah. Mercedes Sherrill, Tulare, California.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Very cool.
Let me tell you a funny story about
that. We're Facebook Live, by the way, if you want to catch us on Facebook.
Live.
Yes.
We did the video for that. You guys can see it on YouTube.
Yes.
And you can download the song on iTunes and all, wherever you like to download your music.
Okay.
Again, it's called Las Bravas, Las Divas Tejanas.
Okay.
We did the video in San Antonio, and we had this great idea of, well, not we, but Ryan and Gabe, I guess, picked a spot in Selma, Texas, you know, right outside San Antonio, on a railroad track. So it's kind of like we're following each other out there. We're all dressed, you know, on our heels, la, la, la. But they did tell us to take our tennis shoes because we were going to have to climb up to the railroad track.
Gotcha.
So we climb up to the railroad track, and, you know, we cross over this bridge, and I'm like, okay, I'm afraid of heights, for one, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
So in between, you know how they have the wood, and then they have, like, a space. Well, there's a big gap, okay?
All right.
So we're walking across this bridge, and I'm like, holy crap, you know, we got small feet. Steph and I can't, you know, our strides are not very big. Mercedes is taller than Steph and I, so she was good. So that's we're walking to the middle. They have a drone, and we're getting ready, and we're trying to listen to the song, and we're kind of doing our movements, and, you know, we're facing the direction of the drone and Gabe, and they're looking at us, and I look behind them, and I see a light, and I'm like, is that a train? And everybody turns around, and they're like, it's a train! So mind you, we're on the bridge.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, my stepdaughter was on, and I go, get off the tracks. So I yell at her. She gets off the tracks. We're like without our shoes because we couldn't balance on
the
wood.
Are you in your heels?
We had to take them off, obviously.
Okay.
So if you can imagine, you know the football players when they're training and they have the tires and they're going like, you know, okay.
Yeah.
Well, at first we weren't doing that. We were trying to like skip over, and poor Mercedes, I don't know, Steph and I, we didn't realize we can run so fast, but we left Mercedes behind. Okay, so we see the train come in, we're like running for dear life. Thankfully, we made it off the track. So if you guys see the video, know that we almost literally saw the light. Literally. But the things you do for these videos, man, I'm telling you.
That's funny.
But I started saying, the gap between the bridge, like, it's a straight fall. Like,
it is.
Nice to know you, Shelly.
I know. Girl. I would have been smooshed like a penny.
I know. All glamour falling down.
Yeah, at least I would have had my shiny shoes on.
Yeah. You've been real nice falling.
And Steph, she was wearing pantyhose, so she was worried that she was going to tear them. I said, I would not worry about your pantyhose right now.
Come on, Steph.
Just get off the track.
That's the last thing you want.
Yeah, she sent me a Snapchat the other day of a train going by. She goes, I was just thinking about y'all. I was like, oh, man.
That's funny.
So, I saw this train and thought of you.
I know. I'm never going to mess with train tracks again, you know, that's for sure. But they had said, well, we checked the schedule. I was like,
somebody didn't check
the schedule or the right one.
Or there was the wrong schedule.
Exactly. But the video came out pretty cool nonetheless.
If you're watching on Facebook Live this morning, if you have a question, let us know. We'll ask it.
And I want to say hi to Big Spring. I know Big Spring sent a message earlier.
Actually,
Big Spring, Texas.
Jerry just chimed in, too, and said, good morning, hello, Shelly Big Spring in the house.
So, yes, thank you, Jerry. Appreciate you.
Yes. So, all right, so we're talking with Shelly Ladas this morning. We've been talking a little bit about what's going on in her world and things that's coming up and what she's working on. We mentioned this a little earlier. I want to kind of recap it again. Angelique is from these parts.
Yeah,
from
Sweetwater, Texas.
These parts of Texas.
Yeah.
Miss Angelique over in Sweetwater, and you have worked with her on a few different projects.
Yeah, we produced a couple of songs for her.
Yeah, and so now you're working on another one right now that's a duet.
It's a duet, a beautiful duet, and I mentioned it's a song about someone you love passing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one part that's sung by the person that lost someone.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then the second part is the person that has passed on singing.
Yeah.
So it's just very powerful. Both parts are powerful.
Right.
You know, and of course it's a song that both Angelique and I can relate to. We just recently both had losses in our life. So, you know, I thought about, and Jimmy is the guy that he did the arrangement, and he lost his son. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, all three of us are kind of in the same boat.
Right.
But, it's a very powerful song, and I think a lot of people are going to relate to it. It's a ballad. It is a ballad.
Absolutely. Awesome.
She's going to release another single, another ranchera first, and then we're going to release this duet together. Okay. I love collaborating. I mean, I can collaborate all day long.
Yeah.
It's so exciting, so fun.
Are there any other projects you're working on that we don't know about?
As far as collaborations, no.
Okay.
Not right in the near future.
Okay.
I can't think. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, aside from my own CD, yes.
Okay. Yes.
I am doing a country duet with a good friend of mine, Gabe Rivera, who's a new artist. And I want to, you know, kind of help him get out there and get his voice heard. He's a very talented young man. And so he's going to be doing a country duet on my new CD.
Awesome. Very cool.
Yeah. So
that's exciting.
I'm excited about recording some more country music. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you've done some country over
the years. I love it.
So,
I mean,
would you say that's your second love?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
I write more country than I do Tejano.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's weird. I'll only write Tejano, like, if I get a song and I have to arrange it.
Right.
You know, that's pretty much when I write.
Okay.
But, you know, back in the day, like in early, like, well, 94, when I wrote Soy Tu Amor, No Quiero Saber, those songs, that was pretty much, I was on the writing frenzy.
Right.
But then you get the dry spells, you know, it's like, it's weird.
Yeah, you have your moments.
I know there's some people who do not, like Zavala, he's constant. It's like
always writing.
It's like air, you know, it like comes out. And it's like, you know, I mean, me, I have to like sit down, think about it. I write according to riffs, and I don't know if you understand what a riff is.
I don't know what that
is.
Tell me what that
is. It's like I'll pick up my guitar, and I'll just write a little melody that, you know, like, let me think. If I had my guitar, it'd be great.
Okay.
It's just one little melody over and over, so that's how I kind of start.
Okay.
And then I'll grow from there, but I write according with riffs.
Okay.
That's the weirdest thing. But
so is any of your music ever life inspired?
It never has been.
Really?
Can you believe that?
Really?
Really never has been. Mm-mm.
Wow.
I've written like, you know, I never got to sing a song for Superman and his wedding, but I've written a lot of love songs.
That's true.
You know, I wrote a song called You're All That I'm Living For that a lot of people used at their wedding that I recorded with Vince Gill.
Okay.
And, but I've written about other people's experiences or just in general.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
all right.
I've never written anything.
Because a lot of times you hear an artist say, oh, I'll write my Adele.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. I mean, you know, it's all about.
I have one song that I did write.
Okay.
recently, like within maybe, well, not recently, like maybe three, almost 4 years ago.
By the way, Lucky Joe says saludos.
Hey, Lucky Joe. And Lucky's written some good songs for me as well.
Has he?
Yeah, he's awesome. Written something. He wrote El Dueño de Mi Corazón.
Yeah.
And Baila.
Okay.
So, you know, he's a great, great songwriter.
Awesome.
And he used to send me over some songs.
Yes. Hint, hint, hint.
Hint, hint.
Okay, so the song, the one song you wrote.
I'm trying to remember the name of it.
Okay.
I'll remember here in a second.
Okay.
But it was a slow English ballad.
Okay.
You know. And a lot of them, I write a lot of slow songs. I noticed that about me.
I love slow
country
songs.
Music. I write a lot of, like, traditional country stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Es que estoy enamorada, I originally wrote as a ballad.
Okay.
And, you know, I remember, you know, playing it on my guitar in the bus, and I'm like, oh, man, it's just not, something's not right. Let me just change it up.
That was 94,
and,
right?
And that's 94, and that's when I went from Es que estoy enamorada being a ballad into being a cumbia, and it was probably one of my bigger hits in 94.
Okay.
So, I don't know, I just kind of go with the flow. I'm not that blessed at having the musical writing ability 24/7, but you know, I just have so many other things going on. It's like I'm in a million places.
You recorded Can I Have This Dance?
Could I Have This Dance?
Yeah, it's a great song.
That is a good song. Yeah. Blue Bayou has always been one of my favorite.
Yeah,
I learned that one, Linda Ronstadt version, as a little girl.
Yeah,
and that one gets requested a lot.
Yeah,
yeah. When we play live, Blue Bayou is one of up there.
Does your band know it well?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Yeah.
And
I know sometimes an artist will say, my band doesn't know the song.
Yeah.
You know, because y'all rehearse
a set.
It's kind
of fun when they ask for those songs because I know them on my guitar, so I can just do them on my guitar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's see what else. Dancing Your Memory Away is a waltz that I had learned when I was with the band Hot Tamales when I was a little girl.
Okay.
And that's a waltz.
Okay.
And I redid that one in my Reflejo CD back in like 2004 or 2005. I do that one live still, too.
Not long ago, you redid a classic, Baby Don't Go.
Oh, yeah.
With Ram,
yeah.
Why? Tell us why.
I'd always liked it. My best friend, we used to hang out at this place and play darts. And she would play the Dwight Yoakam, Sheryl Crow version.
Okay.
Because, you know, I never knew it was Sonny and Cher.
Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah.
So
you always thought it was White.
I always thought it was White and Sheryl Crow.
That's awesome.
Little do I know. So she would play it. My best friend would pop in and she'd play it every time. And I'm like, man, that's a pretty good song. So when I was doing the CD, I was like, I want to do a duet. Actually, Michael Salgado was my first person that I asked.
Okay.
I sent him the song and he felt like it wasn't his style per se. So I was like, all right,
you know, I could see why you would say Michael. I could hear him doing
that. Yeah, I could too.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the schmuck thought he wasn't going to be good at it.
But, only Shelly can call
right.
Michael a schmuck.
That's all right, Michael. I know, I see, you know, the schmuckism came out. But, you know, I thought, okay, of course, Ram. You know, you think Ram would be my second choice.
Yeah.
And he gets all mad because he gets butthurt when I say that. But I'm like, no, I'm glad it was you because it did really well.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he and I won an award for vocal duo.
Yeah.
Right?
Nice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was, you know, big blessing. And he's very, we finally performed the song together not that long ago.
Really?
And I had to write the words for him, but it's okay. And he had to wear his readers.
That's funny.
On stage.
That is too funny.
And awesome. But Ram, we love you and we're praying for you.
Well, but, let's listen to it just because we can. Let's listen to it. This is Shelly Lattes and Ram.
But it's not Michael Salgado, okay?
A Sonny and Cher hit.
And the only reason I knew is because Ram told me.
Oh.
And so did Jimmy Edwards. He's like, that's Sonny and Cher. I was like, what?
What? It's not Dwight Yoakam?
Yeah, what?
What? It's Baby Don't Go with Shelly Lattes in studio on La Voz 93.3 FM. Good morning. La Voz 93.3 FM, Shelly Lattes featuring Ram. Baby Don't Go! We're going to be singing that to you in about 20 minutes. We don't want you to go.
I know.
The show goes so quick when y'all
it
are
does,
here.
Yes.
It really did go too fast.
But I'm having a blast with you guys.
Well, thank you. We always have a blast with you as well.
Yeah, she's coming tomorrow morning, too.
Hey, I would if I could. I'm heading back to San Antonio. Today,
are you headed back?
Yeah, I'm heading back. But
I need to go to San Antonio.
Y'all need to come to San Antonio.
Okay.
Y'all need to come hang out with us.
Okay.
We need to. My Lois Lane has a lot of family up there, so free bedroom and food. So
see?
I'm all about the free.
Yeah.
A free bedroom and food?
Like a bed and breakfast kind of?
Yeah, basically.
Wow, I got to find out where that
is. He turns it into a bed and breakfast wherever he goes.
Whatever, dude. Whatever.
It's not really one, but he makes it one.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll definitely go out there for sure. We need to go check out San Antonio.
There's always so much to do in my hometown.
See that thing? I'm going to text you. Okay. Don't ignore my text message. You hear it, little place? Because, like, we people know what to do in San Antonio. You know, we just read, like...
Everybody goes to the touristy place.
Yes.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Especially the food.
I want to know,
yes.
I want to go somewhere that's not touristy, but it's really good.
I mean, everybody, of course, goes to Mi Tierra.
That's what I was going to say. I enjoy
Mi Tierra. I'm not knocking Mi Tierra. It's good, but it's not the best food we have in San Antonio.
That's what I'm saying. People that know, like, the back...
Or things to go see that you don't normally see. Like, I love to take people to the missions. I mean, our missions are beautiful there.
What is the missions?
They're churches that were, you know, used back in the 1800s, where they would teach a lot of crafts, a lot of different trades. They would teach a lot of the trades and stuff. It was just beautiful. You guys need to go there. We have Mission San Jose, Mission Concepcion, Mission Espada. I mean, there's the Alamo is considered a mission as well.
Oh, okay.
So
is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's just something different that you don't always see. Everybody automatically goes to the Riverwalk.
Yeah.
You know, we have so many things in San Antonio.
And you can make that part of your trip, but there's so much more.
There's more.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start Shelly's tour guide.
Okay.
Business.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably makes money.
I want my own barge on the Riverwalk.
Your own barge.
I would like one named after me.
Okay.
I wonder what I would need to do. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? The barges where you take the ride on the Riverwalk?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, if y'all never been to San Antonio, we have our Riverwalk.
The Little Miss Dynamite barge.
Yeah, see? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be boring like they are. I mean, some of them are fun, but they're like, all right, to your left, we have the very first hotel in San Antonio. No. Mine wouldn't be...
I like to stay at
the... Can somebody scream? We're going to have a good time! You know, this kind of thing.
Rock the boat!
Rock the boat!
I like to stay at the Omni La Mansion.
Ooh. It's fancy schmancy,
it's haunted.
Superman. If you really want haunted, you got to go to...
It's on one of the haunted places in San Antonio.
Let me see. Yes. What is the name of the hotel? Well, they said St. Anthony is haunted also.
All right.
But my mother... The Gunther Hotel. Gunther,
okay.
All right. That one is another one. My grandma used to stay there, but they say they're haunted.
Okay,
Before I forget, Priscilla Jimenez.
Yeah.
Hey, Priscilla Jimenez.
She said you rocked this weekend in Midland, Texas.
Thank you, Priscilla. Yeah. Had a great time.
And speaking of Midland, we have Tammy checking in from Midland, Texas this morning.
Hey, Tammy. Midland was great. We had a good time. We almost got rained on.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Australia is tuning in right now. They say we love you, Shelly.
Well, good day, Mike. Shrimp on a barbie.
Have you ever performed in Australia?
I've never been to Australia.
To perform at all. Have you ever been as a tourist?
No.
Never
been.
Rebecca, you need to make something happen.
Come on, Rebecca. We need to throw a dance over there.
I know, right?
Backyard party.
Let's show Australia how Tejanos do it.
Something. Backyard party. Anything. I just want to go to Australia.
I know. I'm all, hey, can you get some tickets, Shelly? We probably even go. Cool. Can't afford it. That'd be
we
awesome.
Would charter a little plane. We'd head on over to Australia. That's we would awesome. Charter the La Voz plane.
Yeah. There you go, because we have four of them.
There we go. See?
Yes.
There we go.
We're going to San Antonio. I think we're going to stay at a haunted hotel. For sure.
And y'all need to, you know, get it on camera. I want to see y'all. I just want to hear Superman scream like a girl.
It's not a girl scream. It's a man scream. Like,
have you heard him scream
like
a girl?
I've heard him scream, yeah.
I don't think so.
That sounds like the Hulk.
I don't think it would be like
Watch
that.
Your mouth.
I thought he was Superman.
Fort Worth, Texas says, hello, Shelly. Art,
I miss Fort Worth, Mangana. Texas.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk a little something off the subject. Just get Shelly involved in the show.
Okay.
We haven't done a lot of our usual, like, the latest studies and stuff like that. So a new study, speaking of Australia, Rebecca, this is coming out of where you are right now. A new study out of Australia found that men who eat fruits and vegetables...
Listen, Superman.
...smell better to women... than men who eat a lot of processed or refined carbs.
Ooh.
But the thing is, that's for, like, single people. My opinion.
How do you know?
I don't care what I smell like now. Where's Lois Lane at?
Let's ask her.
She's already gone.
I don't think so. I still hear her talking somewhere.
I'm gonna close that door.
Yeah, we need to call her. I want to get her opinion on
a lot
this.
Of interference.
She's
on
the
this,
one that has to smell you.
No, I don't. So I think, I mean.
I don't think. I don't. Do you. You don't eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, and I.
You know what? He eats fruits, but not vegetables, right?
No, not vegetables.
Yeah,
fruit.
You don't like vegetables.
It's funny because when I first got to know Superman, we were talking about foods for whatever reason, and I said my favorite vegetable is green beans.
I don't remember saying that.
And he goes, oh yeah, he goes, I love green beans. And immediately his wife goes, you're lying.
Loves life.
Really?
You are absolutely lying. And he goes, babe, don't call me a liar. They're just getting to know us.
I like asparagus. I like broccoli. I like. Read what it says there.
A new study out of Australia found that men who eat fruits and vegetables smell better to women than men who eat a lot of processed or refined carbs.
You don't care what I smell like, right?
Oh, you smell delicious.
Oh my God.
What's up? What's up?
It might be true. I don't know.
Tell them what you don't want me to eat.
This is without the cologne, you know.
What is it you don't want him to eat? What?
She always says, "Oh, you ate that today?"
Oh,
what is it?
You always say it.
Are is it your Thursday ritual?
No.
I went blank.
Onions.
Onions.
Yes. Onions. Oh my gosh, no. Yeah,
it's bad.
We love onions. It's just not afterwards.
I gotcha.
Yeah, it's bad. I eat a lot of. So like one day we had a nachos.
Uh huh.
You know the nachos to go.
Yeah.
I put so many onions you couldn't even see the nachos or the meat.
Yeah, that's a lot of onions.
But it's grilled. I love grilled or sauteed onions.
I mean, I
onions.
Do too. I love I onions. Love don't get me wrong. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
But that's a lot.
That is a lot. But he said that only pertains to single people.
Oh, okay. Oh, that study?
That's what Superman says.
That's what Superman says, even though it does not say that at all.
It doesn't say anything about single.
Because it doesn't matter how I smell. Because they said if you eat fruit or vegetables, I smell good. But I was like, I'm married. It doesn't matter because you're with me. You're not going to leave me because I smell like onions.
I do love onions, yes.
Shelly just put her head on her forehead like, right, we're not going to get anywhere.
I think they're still newlyweds. I think that's what's going on.
Thank
right
you,
there,
thank you, my Lois Lane girl. You did good.
I'm going to ask her in about another year to see what she says.
They've been together 13 years.
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah. That ain't never going to happen. Maybe she's, you know, like maybe her nose is just used to it.
Immune to it.
Yeah.
No, it's
immune,
you smell
immune
you smell
to
great.
His stank.
Stank.
Immune to
I
the
like
Superman
it.
Stench. The Superman stench.
I said that tongue would never come out again. I'm sorry, guys.
You're lucky you're not always on Facebook Live every day or constantly throughout the show.
Trust me, I can't go Facebook Live.
You'd be in trouble, Pete.
All the time, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah, you'd be in trouble.
Well, that's
an interesting study,
isn't
though,
it, though?
Yeah.
But you never know. I mean, you never know. Sometimes we become immune to people we're around all the time.
That's right.
That's true. She is immune.
But I mean, I hugged him when I got here, and it was okay. Yeah. So
that smells good. Don't be lying.
I think he's high.
She's a little sad. She knows.
I think he's high.
So would you say you're a trendy mom? I think you're a trendy mom.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I don't think you're a trendy mom.
I'm a trendy mom.
What do you have to be a trendy mom? What does that consist of?
Apparently, trendy moms are now telling their kids not to call them mom.
Oh, okay, no.
Yeah.
No.
Instead, call them by their name. So instead of you, you just be Shelly.
No. I'm Cletus, though.
Yeah.
I'm a stepmom, but I'm still Cletus.
Okay.
Cletus.
But I'm also mommy number two.
So would you want your daughter calling you Melissa?
No.
I wouldn't want her calling April.
Would you like your daughter calling you by your name, Rosie? No.
Yeah. See, no.
So
I hate
so
that.
We have a room full of non-trendy moms right now.
My mama would slap me.
My mom would slap me.
Yeah, that's not
I'd be like, but Belinda, what did you just call me? I'd be dead.
Okay, then I don't think that's trendy.
Okay. Well, the main reason is that they're afraid that it makes them sound old.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Another reason that moms want the relationship with their kids to be more like friends. No.
You should always be parent first.
That's right. Parent first.
Whoever did that survey is dumb.
They're not a parent.
Pretty much no.
Yeah. Right?
I hated that. Even when my friends called their mom like, hey, Esmo.
Or when you call, like, I'm like this, you know, if you call out, like, if we call out to Cletus or she'll be like, Ree, and she's like, yeah. Oh, no. I don't like the
Okay, so
hold on.
My mom would
say, you know,
excuse me?
Yeah, exactly.
And I would be like, yes, ma'am.
So, I don't like the
Yeah. So it's funny, even like my niece and nephew, sometimes they'll say, hey, Superman. I said, what'd you say? Mm-hmm. I said, steal Superman.
Exactly.
And then like I hate, and my sister, I hope they're listening. I know they're listening. My sister and them, we grew up, because my dad's from Mexico, we never say what.
Right.
We all say mande.
Yeah.
And like these kids are like, what? I was like, what?
Oh,
it's Monday.
Know.
I said, it.
Yeah.
My daughter says that. She knows better. Like,
it's just very disrespectful.
It is. Yeah. And it's like, dude, like dad made us like in our heads, and now you don't even teach your kids.
It's kind of hard. You know, you want to know where the morals and the manners went out the window a lot. You know, I'm not saying that every family is like that.
Right.
But the majority of the families are like that now, and that's what's wrong with the kids right now. You know, they're not focused, and they. You know, they're so used to, because of technology, they're so used to things coming so easily to them.
Yep.
You know, and we still need to instill work ethics, and if you want something, you got to work for it.
Yes.
And you'll be proud of it, because it's yours.
Yeah.
You worked for it, you earned it, you know, so, and that's one thing that I try to do as a stepmom. You know, it's very difficult, but I'm just very blessed. I have a really great stepdaughter that, you know, she does respect me. And I love her like she's my own child.
Yeah,
so,
I feel you.
You know, but it's hard. It's hard being a parent. I give props to all the moms and dads out there. You know, it's not easy.
Manuel says, I say Mande when my mom calls me, and I'm 46.
I'm telling you, dude.
It don't matter how old you are.
No.
My mama is 78.
Uh-huh.
And she will tell us, I'll still, if I have to get on a chair and slap y'all, I will.
my mom tells me that today. Yeah. I don't care how old you are. I will come over there. Yes, yeah. I'm still scared of my mama to this day.
And you should be. It's your respect level. It's
absolutely.
Respect.
Yeah. I respect her very much.
Fear God, fear mom. That's right. How it is. Yes.
Okay, cool. I'm reading some comments.
Yeah, we're on Facebook Live right
Facebook
now, guys.
Live as well.
You guys can get on it.
Mandy Lee Espinosa says, good morning, Shelly.
Good morning, Mandy Lee Espinosa.
Yeah. Yes. All right, so switching subjects here. I'm going to put a little bit of a Prince on, or a version of Prince's Purple Rain here.
Ooh. I love
because
that.
Prince is being honored with his own custom color.
It's pretty.
Yes.
Okay,
it's
so what does that mean?
It's like, a shade of purple.
Okay.
Obviously, it's called Love Symbol Number 2.
Okay.
What?
Being like, where do you... Is this like paint? Is this makeup? Is
I don't
this
know. Let me see if it tells any more here. The official name of the symbol that he changed his name to in the 90s,
right?
The shade wasn't totally random. It was inspired by Prince's signature purple Yamaha piano.
Ah.
Yes. His estate said, quote, the color purple was synonymous with who Prince was and always will be. This would be an incredible way for his legacy to live on forever.
Wouldn't that be cool if it was like a paint?
I don't...
For walls,
I think
for car?
It might be.
Lipstick, eyeshadow.
Yeah.
What else?
I'm not sure.
Everything. I mean, it don't say what it is.
You know, instruments. You can just go to Home Depot and ask for his color?
Yeah. Hey, can I have Purple Rain love number 2?
Right.
Well, I don't know how to say Purple Rain, but love number 2?
That would be awesome.
And it would be. Actually, it would be.
Yeah.
I would paint my bath in that color.
By the
paint
way.
Paint your car.
Did y'all know it's 12:50 a.m. in Australia right now on Wednesday?
Boy, and she's awake. What was her name again?
Rebecca.
Yeah. That's lunchtime, man.
Yeah.
No, a.m.
In the morning.
It's in the morning.
Hello.
Hello. Is that how they talk there?
No, it's not.
No, that was wrong, right? It's that
hello.
Was totally wrong.
I like,
that was a totally
like
different country.
Hello, Governor.
Hello, Governor.
Okay,
that's
but
not
that's
awesome.
Not Australia.
That's
you
British.
Did Australia a while ago, Superman.
I did stripping on Barbie and bloody.
No, it's
no,
not.
No.
Y'all are going to offend our Australian friends.
I'm
need
sorry.
To start
I'm out of my... I don't have the lingo. I'm sorry.
You don't. I
have the West Side San Antonio kind of lingo.
Uh-huh.
That's me. That's what I have.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask you something about that, and I just went totally forgot.
About what?
About the Prince thing.
Oh, okay. What?
Okay, well, okay. Hopefully that would be nice if you could get the color.
Yeah, go to Lowe's and say, I would like the Prince.
Yeah.
What is it?
Love
symbol
five.
Number 2.
Love
because
symbol.
It would look cool with your...
It would.
Your sound stuff
my,
you have in here.
My motif.
Right? Your motif.
My motif.
In here in Lowe's. You guys are on Facebook
cut
Live.
A little bit. Take it, Shelly.
I know. I love it. Remember when you got it, I was like, oh, I love it.
Yes. Yes.
It's very nice. It's very nice.
Hi, Rosie.
Because as opposed to in recording studios, it's just brown.
Yes.
Or black.
Yes.
It's pretty boring.
Yes.
That is very boring.
That's why I did purple.
This
exactly.
adds some, you know, you feel differently when you walk in.
So, you really do.
Thank you.
Color doesn't
I'm
going
to have
difference.
You design my studio.
I'll be
okay,
happy
when
to
I
do
get
it.
My little Shell Shock studio
okay.
going.
I'll be happy
all
to
right.
help out.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And speaking of Prince, did you know like he has a vault full of music he's never released?
Yeah, I hear there's like...
Don't you just hate that?
Hundreds of songs that he just like tucked away.
Oh my God. Oh,
do you
I wish
have a
I
vault?
Wrote them.
Do you have a vault?
I don't have a vault.
No.
I don't even have a cassette.
Do you have songs that you've never done?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I have
okay.
a lot of those.
Okay.
That's
so then you have a vault.
Then you have
a vault.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Not when you can walk into.
Okay.
This dude got bullets.
Yeah, not one you can walk into. I have one that you can open. You know, like a jewelry box or something.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I heard about that. It's.
But I gotta record him some way, because if I lose my memory, then what?
I hope true. You know. Oh, that's actually true.
That's right? true.
You never knew.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. We can sell them.
No. You're right. Absolutely correct there.
One of those need to be have Ablin in there somewhere there in the song.
Yeah. I want to just point that. I've said this to Zavala. I'm going to say it to you.
What kind of song would y'all?
I'm going to say it to you. Every like AJ throws in Lubbock, Texas, and Zavala.
Oh, yeah.
And Zavala throws in other towns. And
okay.
And we need a song that sends a shout out to Abilene.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to work on it then.
Okay.
As long as they don't do it first, because then I'm going to be mad.
Well, he said the same thing, and I'm just going to throw this out there, Zavala, if you're listening right now or watching this video.
No, don't do it.
It was a year ago.
Oh, has it been
a year? Oh, he forgot already.
Yeah.
Yeah, he forgot.
Yeah, we're not going to sugarcoat it. We're good.
Yeah, Abilene doesn't ever get any love in the songs, except for that one song way back in the day, Abilene, the prettiest town I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
And it's still in question, is it Abilene, Texas or Abilene, Kansas that he's talking about?
Touché.
Oh, man.
Touché.
So. That is the question of the decade.
Yes, absolutely.
That'd be awesome.
Okay. So, I'll do one, so I'm going to have to say Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Abilene, Texas.
Okay.
Okay.
Y'all heard it. I've got the Facebook Live video to
prove
it.
Okay, guys. And he said cumbia. That's what you envision?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And if you want me in the video, I don't care. I mean, I'll do.
We'll have you as the leading man.
I would literally, you know, try to go around my black book, and I'll fly center.
And
whatever.
You'll be lucky, because that's the only man.
Yeah, that's amazing. Don't tease me like that. Yeah. I know we're playing right now. Don't tease me.
There we go. We're going to have to do it.
Hey, check this out. You know it, Shelly. If you would do that and say, hey, you know what, Superman? In 3 months, we're going to put you in a video. In 3 months, 80 pounds skinnier.
Oh, did you hear that, Pete?
Yeah, I did hear that.
Did you record that?
I hear that.
It's on Facebook Live. We have witnesses,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We have witnesses.
I'm going to be sexy tomorrow.
And you got to stop drinking tea. You got to stop eating burritos.
We were just talking about it, and the fool walks in and drinking sweet tea.
I did. It's like, I told you water, girl.
Thing, I was like, bad morning that they need a drink already.
wrong Eskimo.
I'm depressing him with talking about healthiness.
We have somebody saying we cannot wait to hear the song mentioning Abilene, Texas.
So, see? Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to ponder on it.
There's your homework.
Okay. Give me some homework.
Okay. It's time for us to do Dumb Criminals. We have sponsors we have to take care of
here.
Yay. Dumb Criminal Time, brought to you by our friends over at Abilene Auto Spa, who happens to be mega huge Shelly Lottis fan.
Oh,
mega.
Yay.
In
where
fact,
is this?
So big a fan that she requests your music on a daily basis.
Ah.
I'm like, I can't do it every day.
And where is this? What is it called?
Abilene Auto Spa.
Mm-hmm.
Abilene Auto Spa.
Yes.
Okay.
Big fans.
Okay.
I kid you.
I'll have to stop by one of these days.
Okay. Yes. She would love it.
Oh, my God. She's right here.
She's here.
I told you. Oh, my God.
Dang. How do you do that, Pete? Man.
And you got me off guard.
Pete just mentions people and they appear. Can you talk about the lottery for me?
I know, maybe right?
Some money will come up.
We'll let you talk to Leslie there from Auto Spa. And Leslie?
I knew you were coming.
Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning.
I was like, there's no way she's
I didn't know you
come.
Were here. That was totally coincidental.
Good morning. Yeah.
Yeah, what do you know?
Pete, don't be lying. I know you probably saw her walking.
No, I really didn't see her.
Trying to act like he has ESPN.
Chatting with Lois Lane and chatting with PR Mike.
Yeah. Trust me, we got the text message to prove it.
Yeah, we can show you all the messages every day.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Right. That's so cool.
Okay.
Abilene Auto Spa in the studio with us, a sponsor of our Dumb Criminals as well.
Yeah. She's so
Leslie,
awesome.
Leslie, tell us about Auto Spa. Oh, y'all are
yeah,
offering
I want to know about it.
Yes, please tell us. Tell Shelly all about Auto Spa.
Oh, we're a locally owned business here in Abilene.
Okay.
And we do auto detailing, ceramic coatings,
yeah,
window tint, and paintless dent repair.
Okay, awesome. And you just opened a second location because y'all gotten so busy with your paintless dent repair.
Our big shop, we're just running over each other.
Yeah.
So I got a second location and we do all the paintless dent repair there and window tinting.
Awesome.
So you can like paint a whole car.
Paintless.
Paintless dent repair.
Oh,
we remove paintless. Dents.
So if you have like hail damage, door dings, things like that, they can do that for you.
Okay, I think I'm good right now. No dings, thank God.
But they can also give you a nice ceramic coat. It'll shine like you've never seen it shine before.
That's what they did in my car.
That's different.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Superman's car is nice and shiny.
It is.
We took care of it for him.
Yeah. I didn't think it was bad because it smelled like cheeseburgers inside. I was like, but it didn't like cheeseburgers.
Did it smell like onions?
No onions.
Okay.
I didn't smell no onions.
Okay. No. Thank God.
No, I think I would be giving them a hard time if I smelled onions.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, right?
Little soul, yeah. I like it.
All right, dumb criminal time. Here we go. A 33-year-old guy named Travis Campbell from New Orleans stole a steamroller from a construction site where he used to work last week. The cops started chasing him, so Travis gunned the steamroller to its top speed.
Oh.
8 miles an hour.
I was going to say.
Shockingly, the cops were able to catch up with him and arrest him for theft. There you go.
Oh, goodness. Are these people from Abilene?
No, they're not from Abilene. No.
Okay.
These are all not Abilene people.
Okay.
Back in Australia again.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to have to change the song up a little bit.
We're back in Australia again. A 42-year-old woman in Australia has a disorder where she can't stop shoplifting.
Oh, goodness.
And she gets such a rush from it that, wow. She poops every time she steals something. I'm not making this up. This is out of Sydney, Australia.
Instead of shop till you drop, shop till you poop?
I guess so.
Bloop,
she gets such a rush of adrenaline while she's doing it, she just has to poop every time.
Bloop, bloop.
She's done it at least 4 times recently, including once at a grocery store, where a security camera caught her relieving herself in the refrigeration unit.
So she doesn't wear a depend or anything.
I guess
she just,
not.
She like, lets it go wherever she does.
I guess so.
Lets it, drops bloop, bloop. It like it's hot.
A judge recently decided not to send her to jail for it. She did get 15 months of probation instead so she could start seeing a therapist and get some help. Now she's in trouble again for stealing a drill in May. She also might have broken into a model home specifically because she knew it'd have a toilet to use while she was walking around stealing stuff.
Is there a therapist for that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Probably.
That's a little...
A rectal dumb doctor or something?
Bloop, bloop. Bloop.
Yeah.
Bloop,
bloop, bloop. It's in the water. Bloop, bloop.
Next. 45-year-old guy named Tony Coleman was a salesman at K Jewelers in Chesterfield, Missouri. Between January and April, he stole $7,500 worth of jewelry and then gave it to his mistress. Well, his boss at K figured out that he might be stealing the jewelry and contacted the police. They eventually figured out that he had given it to his mistress, and she was furious, so she contacted his wife, who had no idea that she existed. And two of them teamed up to make sure Tony went down. First, they both dumped him. Then they cooperated with the cops to help make sure that he got busted. And he was arrested for theft.
Not cool.
Man, not good.
And let me see if I'm with this. I'm going to have to be careful on this one.
Uh-oh.
Yes, back in March, a 32-year-old guy named... Oh, man, he's Hispanic.
Oh, shoot.
Mr. Estala.
Just say Estral.
And he's from North Austin, Texas.
Oh, that's not far from
this. No. He was busted for having relations with his neighbor's chain-link fence.
Excuse me?
She took videos. She took videos of him passionately kissing the fence and then doing other things. We'll let you figure that out.
Was it a cyclone fence? Was it a...
I don't know.
I would think that'd probably be easier.
I don't
I'm leaving that one alone.
He was in court last week for a hearing on his indecent exposure charges, but he didn't show up. So now he's a fugitive, and there's a warrant out for his arrest all over his passionate afternoon with the neighbor's fence.
I wonder if he's going to come on that show. They have a show about that. You know,
My Strange Addiction?
Yes.
Yes, I've watched that.
People make out with their cars.
It's weird. It is weird.
Yeah.
Shout out to Vanessa from El Paso, Texas, watching us here.
El Paso.
Snyder, Texas, sending some love this morning as well. All right, your random facts for the day, and then we'll get out of here. Let's see here. Your random fact. Random fact number one, the top casting choices for Speed. Remember the movie Speed?
Yeah.
Originally were Stephen Baldwin and Ellen DeGeneres.
What? For the lead?
That would have been a very different movie.
Yeah, dude. It would.
Which part would she have played?
I know, right?
Definitely not the driver. She'll be one of them that fell off the bus.
I love Ellen, but not in that movie.
You know what? That's funny to me, too.
Hey, Shelly, did you know this?
What?
Waffle House owns its own...
Is Greasy?
Yes. ...record label.
What?
It's
what do they call it? Waffle Records?
It is. Waffle Records.
Waffle Records.
What kind of music? do they record?
And its songs are played mostly in their restaurants.
I thought it had jukeboxes in there.
No.
I don't know. Waffle records.
Once I've gone.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, at least I know I have a second option.
I know, backup studio.
Yeah, backup record label now. Maybe I'll get to eat Waffle House for free. That'd be awesome.
Number three, almost all of the American flags at Disney World have the wrong number of stars. That way, Disney doesn't need to perform the proper flag protocols and lower them every night.
Oh.
That's a little rude.
That's a lot of rude.
I'm like, really? Such an American company?
Yeah. I wonder why that is.
I think we should send a letter.
Probably not going to be good. That's not going to be good.
I mean, but why not? Yeah. I mean, it's kind of...
It pretty much, they just said that they're lazy because they don't want to lower down when they need to.
How many? It doesn't say how many flags there are either.
But how many employees do they have? Thousands?
I'm not
even
arguing.
Mickey can get to pulling you down.
Hello.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're my hero, Shelly, from Ruben Molina in Weatherford, Texas.
Oh, hey, Weatherford.
Number four on your random facts. Asia has a larger surface area than the moon. Asia is 17.2 million square miles. The moon is 14.6 million square miles.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. That's number big, five, dude. Megan Fox and the Olsen twins.
So, girl.
Really? Are the same age.
Ooh, the Olsen twins look like they've been run over.
They're 31 years old.
Yeah.
Megan was born May 16th of 1986. The Olsen twins were born June 13th of 1986.
Oh, gosh. Random thanks fact. A lot. Making me feel old, Pete. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Your bonus random fact brought to you by our friends at 23 Junk Street on the corner of Sales and Industrial Boulevard. In Paraguay, dueling is still legal as long as both parties are blood donors.
Dueling?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I challenge you to a duel. En garde.
No? I want to see y'all try to do that. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, isn't that, that's just swords and stuff, right?
Okay. I would think so.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I
guess.
All right.
I see somebody with a sword. I'm gone. I'm going to run.
I know. All right. Here we go. Good news, and then we're done. 23-year-old Justin Juneman had been a backup kicker for the University of Minnesota football team for the past three seasons, and he's never played in a game. Three seasons, never played in a game.
Pobrecito.
Oh, pobrecito.
He's famous at a nearby children's hospital, though, because he's there all the time hanging out with the kids. So last week, the new coach surprised him by bringing one of the kids in during a team meeting. A teenager named Kyle Tanner showed up to talk about the challenges he faced because he has a rare bone marrow disease. And he also talked about Justin and how he sees him at the hospital more than any other player. That's like, hello.
Wow.
Just want to point out that none of y'all other people coming up in here seeing us. But anyhow, Justin's coach said Kyle wanted to shoot a new t-shirt cannon they got. So they let him fire a shirt to Justin near the back of the room, and he caught it. And when he unrolled it, there was a message on the front that said he was getting a full scholarship for his senior year. Very cool. His reaction was pretty great. His teammates' reaction was even better. There's a clip of his mom freaking out when he FaceTimed her to tell her about the scholarship. So that's awesome.
That is really
cool.
Even though he's not the star, at least he shows that he's compassionate in going to these kids.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's why they gave it to him. It was pretty good. It was actually a little emotional. But.
And speaking of that, I have an exciting story.
Tell me.
Well, it all started like over 20 years ago, a little 20 years ago.
Okay.
I had a little cousin named Charles who was diagnosed with leukemia, and he was 12 years old.
Okay.
My family and my cousins, his parents, and they would travel. I want to say to Utah, Iowa, somewhere like that. They'd have to, go back and forth. So I threw a big concert for him back in 97 and raised $15,000 for him.
Okay.
And I invited the bone marrow donor program to come out.
Okay.
So that whoever wanted to try to see if they could be a match for him, including me, could do it.
Yeah.
So we did it. I signed up. And unfortunately, he did get his match. It wasn't any of us. He got a match, but he just got worse, and he passed on.
Uh-huh.
So about maybe a month ago, I get a letter from FedEx, from the bone marrow donor program, that I am a match for a 28-year-old guy with leukemia.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what? And then I had to remember that this was like over 20 years ago that I tried this. So I've gone through the first stage already, so I'm a significant match for him.
Okay.
But I have to wait, basically, whether it's maybe his health right now, insurance, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty much like on standby right now.
Oh, wow.
Somebody will actually, like, share my DNA.
That's awesome. How do you feel about that?
I feel awesome. I'm like, I hope he has kids. They have musical genes.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's cool.
I don't know. It just to know that you can help save somebody's life is
absolutely
is awesome. So I'm waiting for that, which is why I can't get a tattoo for a while.
Ah,
that's true.
Kind of bummed out about it, but it's okay.
Yeah, that's true. You can't get tattoos when you have to do
it. Yeah, I'm waiting. And I donate blood often, too, so I got to wait for all that.
I donate. Yeah. I don't do it as often as I should, but I do donate blood. Yeah. And I have a big fear of needles, so I have to really focus on not...
So you have no tattoos, Pete?
Ghost None. White.
Really?
No tattoos.
And you'll never get one?
I've never said that I won't get one. I just don't feel like I need one.
You think you'll cry? You think you'll scream like a girl?
I won't scream like a girl. I think
he'll be sweating a lot.
You think
there
so?
There might be a tear.
Does he perspire quite easily?
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
I'm not a sweater. I don't sweat
a lot.
No,
you don't sweat.
That guy right there does.
Yeah, I picture Superman like sweating nalgas. Kind of. That's kind of what I. That's kind of what I envision.
Everywhere.
Okay. See.
Everywhere.
Sweating nalgas. That's funny.
So I gave y'all visuals. Sorry. If you're eating breakfast, don't even my bad.
The quote of the day.
Superman, do you have tattoos?
Oh, yeah, of course. Come on now. I got two big tattoos on my leg.
And you have a Superman one, I would imagine.
They're both Superman.
Can you believe I don't have a Wonder Woman one?
I'm real surprised.
I know.
You need to get one ASAP.
I want to get my dad's portrait.
What'd you
That's
say?
What
get together?
What?
What'd you say?
What?
Go get a tattoo together? Cool, whatever.
I don't think she said that at all.
I didn't say that.
You know what?
I think that was the other personality who heard.
Let me know when you get your dad, because I want to do my mom's portrait. I lost her when I was like 15. And
I want to get my dad's right here.
Yeah, I have a perfect portrait where she's smiling. And I was like,
oh, that would be awesome. Yeah. We'll have to go.
I just haven't found the person, because, you know, portraits are hard.
It's very difficult to find.
I know.
Yeah. I agree 100% there.
So that's why I haven't done it yet. I said, no, I don't want to kill somebody like, oh, this don't even look like my mom. Like, I'm just waiting.
My dad had a pretty big nose, and my mom joked about it. I told her that I wanted to get my dad, and she's like, that's a lot of ink for that nose.
Oh.
I was like, oh, my God.
I'm sure Dad's looking down from heaven
saying. Oh, he's laughing.
You
I guarantee you. She was always making him laugh.
That's funny.
So,
well, Shelly, the time has come. It's 10 minutes after 10.
Well, thanks, guys.
Rosie's up
me.
Next. As you can tell, she's patiently waiting.
She's all anxious. Yes. She's anxiously ready to get to work.
Yes. And we want to say thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
You know,
thank
you're
you
always
me.
Welcome here. So
I appreciate that. Thank you very
and,
much.
And we wish you good luck, and we're anxious to hear the next single. Make sure you get it over to us ASAP.
Of course.
We're
absolutely.
Anxious to hear that song with Abilene in it.
Okay.
Didn't forget.
I'm going to write it.
Didn't forget.
I won't forget.
I've been doing this for you.
And of course, y'all would have to be in the video. That would just. It would be dumb for y'all not to. He has to do the dances he does when y'all are in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
But did you cut your hair? That's the best part.
It's not bald.
Take it out.
Because you know when you're dancing, your hair goes all crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't do.
Oh, man, you messed it up.
I got 3 months.
Okay. You better let it grow
out. Did she say 3 months she was going to have it done?
I didn't think I did, but I guess I got a deadline.
By Christmas time, we'll have an Abilene song.
Thanks to everybody on Facebook Live for tuning in. I'm on here on Facebook. We appreciate y'all for the support. And all the Tejano fans that have been very supportive, I really love and appreciate y'all.
Absolutely. And we enjoy having you in, Shelly. We'll see you next time.
All right. Peace. All right.
Stick around, folks. Rosie's coming up next. She'll be with you all the way through the 3 o'clock hour. Have a great day, and thanks for locking into La Voz 93.3.